Hi, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is David.
David, 我们今天要聊一聊。
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, 你好，李焕英。哎 ,David, 这部电影你有没有看呀、
I haven't seen this movie yet, but I heard so many、good reviews about it, and I also was able to see the trailer.
The trailer 就是看了这个预告片，是不是？那说到这个票房特别高的话，我们怎么去表达呢？
Usually when there's a very, very successful film, we call it a blockbuster,、right? A blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Blockbuster.、
And so they use this word to now describe movies、that are very, very successful and that have a big impact, you know, kind of like a bomb,、but a good、bomb, I guess. Yeah, a blockbuster. So we could say, you know, maybe 2 years ago, Avengers was the blockbuster of 2019. Yeah, and now Hi Mom might be the blockbuster of 2021.
复仇者联盟。Avengers, 就可以说是 Avengers was a blockbuster of 2019. 那今年呢在中国就是 Hi Mom is a blockbuster movie of 2021.
Yeah, definitely. This movie was、like very incredible. It broke a lot of records and it made so much money in such a short time.
你知道吗它上映十天这个票房就破四十亿了。
What, really? Wow, that's crazy.
票房怎么去讲呢
Box office.Box office,
box
right?
Office.
Yeah, so a box office, in the past, when you go to the movie theater, a box、office is the place where you buy tickets.
就在外面卖票的那个小屋子就叫做 box office.
Yeah, but now when we talk about box office, we're talking about how much profit a movie made.
Profit of a movie.那这个你好李焕英呢可以说 It was a box office success, right?
Yeah, yeah, you could call it a box office success、When you want to basically talk about a movie that made a lot of money, right? You could say、it was a huge、box office success
这个你好李焕英呢取得这样的一个 box office success 让所有的中国人都挺就是 surprising, 你知道吗所以呢我们把它叫做今年的一个票房黑马那这个在英语当中有没有一个这种说法呢
Yeah, so this is actually a very common phrase in English. It's called a dark horse.
Wow, 真的在英语当中有这样的一个 literal translation 吗真的是
Yeah,
dark
yeah.
horse.
And、a dark horse is a horse that no one knows about, but it wins the race unexpectedly. Hi Mom is the dark horse of 2021's film industry.
The dark horse.Horse 就是什么什么的黑马啊、所以呢我们可以说 Hi Mom is the dark horse of 2021's film industry
Yeah, and a lot of people are also calling this movie a big hit
就是特别热门的很火的一个都可以叫做 a big hit、
Yeah.
比如说这个 Hi Mom 是一个 big hit 像去年那个周杰伦出了一首歌叫 Mojito 迅速的成为了一个 a big hit
Yeah, yeah,、just anything that's very popular and successful、And you don't have to say、big, you could just say Wow, that song is a hit, right? Anything that's very popular
A hit 这个你好李焕英呢我们有好几个词可以来形容它、
Hi Mom is a blockbuster, a box office success,、and a big hit
And a dark horse.
yeah, yeah, and a dark horse. Sorry, I left that one out.
哎，你知道这个电影的演员和导演都是谁吗？
I do know that this movie was written, directed, and produced by a leading female comedian in China named Jia Ling.
对对对，发音很好哈。
I know that she does a lot of comedy sketches.
Comedy sketches. 哎，这个 sketch 什么意思
？A sketch is basically a short play.
就是小品哈。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢，这个Comedy.
Comedy is a form of entertainment where、people laugh, right? A comedian, right, is、an entertainer, someone who tries to make people laugh.、and so these people are usually very, very funny.
Comedian 就是喜剧人
If you know someone really funny, you could tell them like, wow, I think you should be a comedian in the future, right?
对，有谁特别搞笑的话，你可以说 I think you can be a comedian, 就是 comedian 就是喜剧人 in the future.、
but I've also heardIn this movie, there are a lot of, you know, sad parts too. Not only comedy,、there's also、a lot of parts that are very deep,、very emotional.
So, 就是因为这个，所以我没有看，因为我觉得它可能太催泪了。
And we call these kind of movies a tear jerker.
A tear jerker, 啊，就是催泪哈 tear jerker.
Yeah, so when you like jerk something, it means you kind of like,
pull
I guess in
out,
a way,、
right?
yeah, like pull it out or like, yeah, yeah, so pull it out. So if you call something a tear jerker, it literally means it's something that like pulls out tears from your eyes.
啊，还特别形象哈，这个 jerk 就是把什么东西拉出来，然后 tear jerker 就是把你的眼泪给拉出来的这样一个东西，就是催泪弹哈。
So just any movie that moves the audience to tears could be called a tear jerker. You could say that movie is a tear jerker.
你好，李焕英这部电影呢，其实它前面是非常非常的 funny， 但是呢后面呢又有这种 tear jerking 的那种 parts， 我感觉应该是笑中带泪吧。用英语你们会怎么去评价这样的电影呢？
Yeah, so we call these kind of movies an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
哎，这个挺形象的哈，这个 roller coaster 就是指那个过山车。Emotional roller coaster 就是那种让你的情绪像过山车一样，然后 up and down, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's called an emotional roller coaster, right? There are some parts where you feel very happy or you think it's very funny, so you're kind of on the, like, you're going up, right? And then some parts you suddenly just go down and you feel really sad. So that's
exactly.
Yeah, so that's what we call an emotional roller coaster.
还是说回这部电影哈，你知道这个电影讲了一个什么样的故事吧？
Yeah, so this movie is about time travel, right?
Yeah, time travel, 就关于这个穿越的哈，穿越电影。
Yeah, are there a lot of movies like this in China? Time travel movies?
哇，这个太多了，真的。就是现在这个 time traveling 就是在中国是一个特别热的一个点哈，就是有这种 TV series 电视剧啊，或者是 movies， 好多都是这种 time travel。在美国这种多不多？
In the US, there are a lot of time travel movies too. Avengers, the last one that came out 2 years ago.
复仇者联盟最后一部也是这种 time traveling.
Yeah, yeah, because they go back in time and they try to, you know, fix their mistakes in the past. Yeah.
我觉得这个好像是人们的一种就是一种 nice hope. We cannot do anything to the past, so we can make up movies, you know, to,、to comfort ourselves. 哎，那如果就是家庭为主题的这种电影，我们是把它称作是 family movie or movie about family?
The meaning is a little different in America. Like, if you call something a family movie, that would be、a movie that anyone can watch. Like, kids can watch it. So that's why it's called、a family movie. You can watch it together、with your family.
Yeah.
But a movie about family would maybe be more focused on like the message of the movie, you know, would be talking about how important family is. Yeah, I think this movie might be a little closer to the second kind, you know, I think it's, this movie talks a lot or it shows a lot about the importance of family. Yeah.
And the power of maternal love, right? 就是母爱的这种力量。
Yeah, yeah, maternal. Maternal is just anything relating to a mother.
A mother.
So you could say if you know someone who has a mom who has a very strong instinct toward her child to protect her child, you could say she has a very strong maternal instinct.
Maternal love, 就是母爱。那么所以呢，这部电影呢，我们归类为 movie about family. Family movie 就主要是指的那种就是全家都一起可以看的那种的片，对吧？
Yeah.
然后 movie about family 主要是讲的这个电影的主旨呢，通常是关于家人或者家庭或者家里的这种关系的。哎，你知道吗？关于这部剧呢，就是有一句话，我觉得是比这个台词更就是更 moving 更打动人心的。就这部电影的这个导演贾玲呢，他说：“我不是为了去当导演去拍电影，而是为了拍这部纪念妈妈的电影才选择了当导演。”我觉得真的特别特别感人哈，因为这个是贾玲的第一部电影，然后拍的是纪念妈妈的，然后这个电影取得了一个那么大的一个成功，就是一下就是甩了很多导演就是几条街，你知道吧？
Yeah, yeah, that's I think that's really incredible. That she made this movie kind of sort of based on her life, with her mother, and sort of in honor, right?
Yeah, in honor. 哎，对，就是说，我们用英语去讲去纪念某人的话，一般是用哪一个词呢？是 in honor 还是 in memory of?
Jia Ling made this movie in honor of her mother.
Jia Ling made this movie in honor of her mother.
Yeah, but you could also say she made it in memory of her mother.
In memory of, 我经常看到在电影当中，或者说在什么剧当中，开头的时候 ，in the very beginning， 它会出一行字，就是 in loving memory of somebody， 就纪念某个人。
Yeah, and I think the main difference between these two phrases is that when you say, you know, I made this movie or I made this book in honor of someone, it's kind of more to appreciate them, while when you say you made it in memory of them, it's sort of more to make sure that, you know, we remember them, right? Memory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to keep the memory, memory alive.
就是纪念哈，然后 in honor 其实更倾向于致敬。嗯。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
对，最后呢，其实电影结束之后呢，就是最近出了一个热点话题，就是为什么看完了《你好，李焕英》之后，我们没有就是共情哈？很多人说我看完了这部电影之后，我是被贾玲的这种对她妈妈的爱给感动到了，就是 moved by the love, right? 但是呢， mm-hmm. 我没有。就是与他共情，我们就聊一聊这个共情用英语怎么去说呢？
For this situation, it might be more suiting to say that they couldn't relate to, right?
Uh-huh, relate to, 就是说 relate to, 就是我建立不了这种就是共鸣，我联系不到我身上，对不对？就是我没法达到一种共情。
Mm-hmm. And relate to basically, it means, you know, they don't have the same experience, so it's kind of hard for them to feel or to understand.Exactly, you know, what、
yeah.
that person is feeling.
So, 我们可以说 I don't relate to it.
Yeah, you could also say I don't, it's hard for me to empathize with it.
Ah, empathize, 也是共情的意思哈。所以呢我们可以说 I cannot relate to it, 或者说
Yeah, yeah, empathize or relate to, both work.
Yeah, 然后呢你知道吗就是这个电影真的引发了好多的这种 trending topics, 那么其中一个的 trending topic 就是说哎大家来说一下你的李焕英就是你的妈妈。
Oh, yeah.
就介绍一下你的对然后你妈妈的名字呀她是什么性格呀她喜欢什么呀
My 李焕英 is, her name is Esther, she doesn't have a Chinese name, but her first name in English is Esther.
Esther is a good name. 你为什么不好意思说呢?
No. It's weird for me to say it because I always just call her mom. I never call her by
yeah,
her first name.
Sure.
So it feels weird for me to say it. But yeah, I think a lot of mothers have very similar characteristics. So, you know, in the case of my family, my mother's mother, you know, she moved to the U.S., and she,
yeah,
she had to work very, very, very hard to support her family. So, just so that her kids could have a chance, you know, in a new country, and
uh-huh, to
just
get
like
an education, right?
Yeah, yeah, and just like my grandmother, my mother also does the same for me. She works extremely hard, and she tries to make sure that I can get a good education, so I can have a chance, you know, in the world and
all your dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
啊，就是你姥姥先。带着孩子们去的这个美国，然后在那里就是工作，非常的辛苦哈。
Yeah. And so, you know, I guess one word we could use to describe mothers, maybe specifically, is the word determined. Kind of mean they're willing to work very hard to sort of achieve a certain goal, right?
在汉语当中我们有一句话叫做女子本弱，为母则刚。
Yeah. And I think this movie also might kind of show...That's something that maybe we can't really pay them back, you know, like we can't really ever make up for it. But what we can do is we can appreciate them,
cherish it.
Yeah, cherish the memory.
我们永远是没法回报的，对不对？所以在汉语当中，我们有这个词叫孝顺。
I see. Very good. I think this movie was both a comedy. It made people laugh a lot, but another big.Point of this movie was the message behind it, you know?
对，一部好电影，它后面的这个 message behind it 一定是非常的打动人心的。就是当然还有这个时间哈，这个 timing， 然后结合起来就会 make it a blockbuster and make it a box office success and also make it a big hit.
Yeah, and a dark horse, right?
Yeah, and a dark horse.
Yeah.
好，那我们今天就关于这个 Hi Mom， 你好李焕英，我们就聊到这里。
Okay.
我觉得我们可以让我们的这个 listeners 在我们的 comments 里面就是评论里面可以写下就是你的李焕英你妈妈的名字然后告诉我们她是什么性格以及她喜欢什么
Oh yeah yeah definitely We'd love to hear from everyone Yeah.
好那我们今天呢就聊到这里 This is 翩翩
And this is David
Until next time
See you guys next time Bye